Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Texas Blues bringing this back there. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union. NTU.org is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and support their work. They're fighting hard every day for small business, for tax policy, tax reform that will help small business owners. Pete, thanks again for all the work that you do, the hard work and that you and your organization do. So, Pete, at this point in time in the presidential campaign for 16, I don't really spend a lot of time listening to what the candidates say about things, including tax policy, because I don't have time to listen to 15 ideas. You know, when only two are going to kind of make it to the semifinals, I'm gonna wait until they get a little closer and focus on them. But in general, what are you seeing out there of the leaders of the Republican Party, for example? Let's take them first. Of the leaders of the Republican Party, what are you seeing in terms of their tax policy that do you think that's what's helping them to be leaders in the
polls? Well, interestingly enough, the front runners tend not to have the most radical tax reform policies. You take a look at
Carson
Donald
and Trump.
Yeah, take a look at Trump. Take a look at Rubio. Take a look at Rand Paul, who
they're
really
not
isn't
in, Rand Paul's not, wait, Pete. Rand Paul's at 3%.
Yeah,
and Rubio's down. They're not front runners.
Well, Rubio moves up and down the polls, in my opinion. But the plans that they're proposing really are not all that strenuous, not all that radical. They're saying, well, let's cut back the rates of tax, maybe preserve 2-3 brackets in some cases. Let's reduce the corporate income tax, flatten out the base a little bit. Trump's is actually the strongest in terms of actually reducing tax rates. Now, again, he's not calling for anything like a flat rate income tax, for example.
See, that's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. I don't want somebody to tinker around the edges. I mean, I can tinker around the edges. I know enough about tax policy to do that. I want somebody with a big, bold idea about tax reform.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we need right now?
Yes, and to get those, you actually have to look at the people in the rear of the pack. Take a look at Mike Huckabee, for example.
Well, Kasich's got a pretty good plan, I think, along those lines, doesn't he?
Yes, he has also a budget balancing plan over 8 years.
His plan, even though he's not a front runner, his approach to things, to me, that's what gets people's attention, I think, or at least I think it should. He's not as, you know, he's not as different. Trump and Carson are different. They're not necessarily smarter or better politicians or not politicians at all, but they're just so different. Isn't that why they're doing so well?
Yes, I think so. And of course, Dr. Carson has proposed some kind of variant of a flat tax. He's talked about giving the Lord 10%. That ought to be good enough for government too, but haven't actually seen a solid blueprint that you can say, okay, compare it to legislation moving through Congress. He's not at that stage yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, our own website, candidatecost.org, is taking a look at all of the tax reform and the budget reform plans.
Are you concerned in America today with the way the electorate seems to be aligning today? Are you concerned that references to faith are going to be have a negative impact on a candidate this cycle?
Quite possible.
I am. I'm very concerned about that.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps. I hate to say it. I don't think it helps Mr. Carson to reference 3,000-year-old tithing concepts.
Yeah. Yeah. And
And that has nothing to do with my opinion about tithing. I'm just talking about the landscape here.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got to get, to me, the candidates have to be as hard-headed about these plans as they possibly can be. It is very early in the campaign. A lot of voters are going to tune it out, but we need to raise the level of conversation early about things like tax reform. Otherwise, they're going to get swallowed up, and we're going to have yet another presidential contest.
But do you think that's what people want to hear right now? Do you think people want to hear tax policy right now?
I think what they want to hear is somebody who is willing to be honest and say, look, here is how I'm going to get it done, not just what I'm going to do. You know, that's something, for example, that Carly Farina tends to stress on
her
platform.
She does a good job on that, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She talks about the types of principles that she wants to uphold in government, but she also talks about how she would do it as an executive, as a manager. And that's something I think that people want to hear with tax reform. They want to know, okay, how are you going to overcome opposition even in the Republican Party in Congress to some of these tax reform plans? What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? How are you going to phase it in?
If I were running for president right now, I'd be talking about how I was going to reestablish America in the world as a leader, not as a nation builder, but as a leader. And I'd be talking about how am I going to get people back to work in America.
Yeah,
those would be my two. I would be monotonous with those two things, and I just think that's got to help. That's what people are looking for. Don't you think so?
Yes, they need that kind of leadership. They haven't
had
it for a long time.
We haven't had it for a long time. We've had the opposite for a long time. Hold on to the thought. NTU.org, National Taxpayers Union, that's Pete's website. Quick break, right back after these messages. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.